This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about, for me, a very interesting topic. Jack Posobiec has written a book called Citizens for Trump, and he was in, I would say, at the ground floor when the Trump tower in politics was erected. I was a bit of a Johnny-come-lately because I had been supporting Senator Cruz, but frankly, I have no regrets whatsoever for the vote that I cast for Donald Trump. I didn't really know that much about him, and every day brings, or at least every other day for sure, brings another smile to my face as he vanquishes another one of the idols of the left. I thought Obama was a one-man wrecking ball, and he was. Well, Donald Trump is the answer to Obama times 10. And so, Jack, I want to thank you for having had the clarity of thought, for having been in much earlier than was I, and for the book that you've written, which really was a guy that was in on a grassroots campaign. I guess you'd had some minimal contact with Trump, but it really was an independent effort. And I think, you correct me, but I believe what you were doing was happening in other places around the country. Donald Trump was a true phenomenon in our politics.
Well, Larry, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it. And yes, I believe you're absolutely correct. What the country experienced politically, socially, and culturally, starting in late 2015, moving through the election in 2016, and continues today, this sort of upheaval of our traditional political norms, and now moving into this sphere where the grassroots is more than ever active, and I believe, honestly, more than ever empowered because of social media. And so much of our activism was a combination of the retail politics that I learned through working on campaigns throughout the 2000s, and combining that with digital advocacy and bringing the whole thing together.
Well, you you certainly brought it together, I would say. You were active in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, and the thought occurs to me that because you were able to mobilize and get people to vote that probably wouldn't have otherwise. It's interesting to note that Pennsylvania was one of the states that drained the blood out of the faces of the media. They didn't expect Pennsylvania to go a Republican for years for elections. We had heard, well, this year Pennsylvania might go Republican. Well, it finally did, and it took Donald Trump to do it.
Yeah, you know, so I ended up being the special projects director for Citizens for Trump, and we were a nationwide organization. And so we had chapters all over the country, and we really focused on Ohio, Virginia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, South Carolina, a little bit of work out in California. But then myself was for Pennsylvania, and I'm telling you, Larry, everybody said, oh, Pennsylvania is fool's gold. They said it's fool's gold for Republican candidates. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Move on to greener pastures. There's votes to be had elsewhere. And I said, guys, I don't know about this. I think Trump might just be the one to pick up. And it was really some of the Reagan Democrats and those Reagan independents out in the center and west of the state that I think really went for Trump in such a big way.
That is what I recall from election night. And it was part of the glum faces that we were watching as the media begrudgingly had to report the votes coming in. And as you point out in the book, they weren't in any big hurry to announce the final vote that went for Trump and put him in the White House. So, by the way, I want to back up.
Still, said, I think the media at this point is still reluctant to admit that Trump actually won the election, and that's why we're carrying on into the second or third year now of this Russian collusion conspiracy theory that's being wreaked upon that we haven't seemed to got much evidence on. But I think it all stems from them just being kind of in shell shock that he actually won the election.
I find the collusion argument even more interesting when what we do know about collusion with the Russis is it was something that Democrats were doing. It's almost a fail-safe way to know what actually is the case is when a liberal Democrat says, this is the case, this is my accusation, you can generally conclude, I bet the opposite's going to turn out to be the case.
Exactly. Yeah. Accuse your enemy of that which you are doing.
And so, yeah, Donald Trump really didn't, I don't think, need the Russian. And it certainly, as his administration settled in, it was pretty clear that if this was a stooge of Putin, Putin didn't shop very well.
I think somebody said a few days ago that if this was collusion, this was the worst collusion that's ever happened. Certainly the worst possible way you could do it.
Well, it's interesting that the left chose a word for an accusation, collusion, that is actually not a crime.
Correct.
They're pretty slippery about the way they handle language. Sometimes they're very good at that. Other times they seem to be kind of tone deaf. Before we get too far into this topic, I just wanted to back up and put out to people something that you said early in the book, which I found to be very, very accurate, that if an American has the opportunity to travel abroad, it really, from my experience, because I've been to several countries, doesn't matter where you've gone, it is so good to get back to the USA. Even the highly socialist state of Hawaii, when I came back from the Far East, I thought, man, I never thought I'd be this happy to be in Hawaii. So that it's something that maybe people will appreciate more. I've done work on the border with some doctors. There was a missionary team, and they were part of this whole perception. And I saw, by the way, first the danger of dealing with the Clintons, and you mentioned the what I call the trail of bodies, those that have been critical of the Clintons in print or in the media. And these doctors were full of stories about the all kinds of illegal activities that were going on in Little Rock while Governor Clinton was in office there. And I said, listen, I can probably open a few doors for media. Why don't you let me set some interviews up and we'll try to get this story out? Because what you've got is explosive. And they looked at me and you talk about blood draining out of faces. They said, oh, no, don't do that. It's too dangerous.
Wow.
That's what it was like to live under the Clintons in Little Rock. That's what Donald Trump has saved the country from, because had Hillary Clinton become president and her husband, the first dude, it would have been really, really nasty. And
they would have had Anthony Weiner back in the White House. They would have put Anthony Weiner in the White House, with whom happened it.
And they would have had no problem if he had been convicted at that point. And I don't think he was, but if he had been, they'd have given him a pardon right up front.
Oh, they would pardon him easily.
They're shameless. So anyway, I just thought I want to make that point that maybe a trip away from America would help some of these folks realize. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe they're so ideological.
A buddy of mine who's in the Marine Corps, he once said, I think that every American high school student before they graduate and then go off to college, they should have to spend at least one summer in Mexico just to see what it's like, and then you can go on.
And frankly, the mission group that I was working with, these doctors and whatnot, you couldn't do this today probably, but we would stay at a motel on the U.S. side, and then every day we'd cross over and we'd go to work actually on a dump in Mexico. And I thought at the time, Americans need to see what poverty really looks like. Come to the border. We're going to be back and talk some more with Jack Posobiec. Citizens for Trump was the name of his book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Jack Posobiec. He is the author of Citizens for Trump. I believe it was also the name of an organization that he was directing at the time, and it was part of that grassroots effort that really fed off the the enthusiasm that Trump was generating during the campaign. And of all places, Huffington Post had a list, I think it's now up over 160, 170 promises that Trump has kept. But just think of all the executive orders that our dearly departed, was writing as if he were a one-man constitutional convention. I think all of those have been tossed into the trash heap, or at least it's like one every other day, gone. One every other day, another one gone. And that was just something to behold, to see Huffington Post reporting that Trump is actually carrying through with what he said he would do. Then I have to confess, that is kind of amazing. I mean, even Ronald Reagan wasn't as willing to fight as is Donald Trump. And if I had to pick a single quality, Jack, I think that would be what I would offer as his most important attribute. He is willing to fight. Most Republicans go crying and whining and hide in the tall grass when the fight comes. Not Donald Trump. I'm not sure he likes fighting, but he's not afraid to do it. And that's the main thing. He takes care of business. It's impressive.
You're absolutely right, Larry. You know, I'm from Philadelphia by way of background. Donald Trump, of course, is from New York City. And I think the two cities kind of share a sort of East Coast kinship in terms of attitude. And I've always seen it that way. I've always seen Trump as a fighter. And people would say that, oh, sometimes they don't like when Trump says this or like when Trump says that. And I always kind of point out, well, Trump is responding to accusations that are being made against him. And so
and he got elected by making those edges. And those edgy statements got him elected. So whatever you and I might think about the propriety of this or that statement, hey, it works.
And I remember, I recall the Bush years, George W. Bush years. And
nothing.
It was almost
crickets.
It was annoying, just so annoying, when they would go after Bush for this, that, and the other thing. Every day there was a new attack, and he would never respond. He would let the narrative take hold in the media, and he would say, well, I think responding is beneath the dignity of the office. And there's some truth to that, but it became a function of the Democrat left and their media enablers that there would be a new attack every single day. And what was the president doing to respond to that, to put out another sort of media narrative in this information warfare we find ourselves in now? And that's what President Trump enables. He was doing it already with his Twitter account. He's always going to have a response. And in fact, his response is even better.
Well, one of his edgy tweets, I guess it was, you had in the book, and I made a note of it because I thought it was particularly good, that Trump had said something to the effect that Obama was the founder of ISIS and Hillary their most valuable player.
Right.
That's so good. It is true.
And what he does is he distills these very complicated issues like the 2011 withdrawal of Iraq and the power vacuum that left there, the between the Sunnis and Shiites, Maliki putting the Shiites in power, and then the Sunni military, the Baathist Party, wanting to do something to get back involved. He distills all that into one sentence. It says Obama was the founder of ISIS.
And Hillary, their MVP. Wow. It is just so so choice. And I don't know whether he comes up with these things in the spur of the moment, whether he spends a few minutes mulling them over in his head, but however he does it, it's pretty effective. Ask Jeb Bush how effective it was to be called low energy.
Well, and that's another piece that I go through in the book and describe by his ability to brand, and something he certainly learned, Donald Trump learned in the business world, his ability to brand his opponents with very descriptive and very colorful labels essentially painted a picture in your mind that regardless of what you said, you couldn't really shake it out of there. Little Marco was one, Lion Ted for Ted Cruz, and, of course, Low Energy Jeb, what was probably the best one, to say that you couldn't think of anything better to say about that guy. And no matter, even if you like Jeb, you still couldn't really shake that image of his quiet, soft-spoken approach to politics. And certainly the contrast of himself up there with Donald Trump, who's probably the most high-energy entrant into the political sphere that we've ever seen.
And one way to measure the effect of that, those labels, and in this case, Low Energy Jeb, that one statement did an awful lot to completely neutralize what you can buy in politics, which is usually a lot, with $100 million. And it's as if that poor Jeb didn't even have a penny to spend because it wasn't doing him any good.
Exactly. And one of the huge upheavals we just mentioned, talking about the American geopolitical industry, as it were, is that the amount of money a campaign made, that used to be bedrock. The amount of money that the candidate has, whoever has the most money is going to win. Political consultants, political scientists, professors always used to say that. Well, this time around, everybody raised more than Trump and everyone lost.
Yeah, they sure did. Hugely. We might say.
Yes, exactly.
One of his geniuses, obviously, is to seize what is on most people's minds, and during the campaign, I would say probably still, is the issue of illegal immigration. And he took that and played that issue like a Stradivarius, and it was convincing that, hey, you know, maybe this time, a politician is saying it straight, that this is what he will really try to do, rather than just telling me what I want to hear and then do whatever he wants after he gets elected. And I think that was part of his success. People could sense at some point, whenever it occurred to us during the campaign, that, hey, this guy, in a sense, really doesn't care. He thinks he's going to win. He's certainly working to win. But if he doesn't, it's not as if his world is going to collapse. There's still going to be a very happy Donald Trump.
Right. He's still a billionaire. He's still married to a supermodel and still lives in a skyscraper that bears his own name.
And if he's not in the skyscraper, he's on his own golf course in Florida or some other swanky place like that. So, yeah, life is has not shortchanged Donald Trump.
I also believe, though, that the visual of that was extremely striking for a lot of first-time voters, people who wouldn't normally come out to get involved in the political process, because there was something about that move that you didn't need to explain it because it was self-evident. It was so obvious and so visible that here was someone who had no reason to enter into politics, to enter in this conflict, to have sacrificed so much money, so much of his name,
Excellent.
And still did it anyway.
Well, we're heading into a break. I'm talking with Jack Posobiec, Citizens for Trump. We're going to be back shortly.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thanks for being with us today. Talking with Jack Posobiec. He is the author of Citizens for Trump and was the head of such a group that was a grassroots uprising. And one of the things that I really liked in your book was your seeing that Hillary Clinton wasn't the only major opponent. The Republican establishment was standing in the way before Trump could even get to Clinton. And the victory that Trump pulled off was over the consulting class, the whole Republican national establishment, and at many of the state levels as well. And that helps me understand the enormity of what Trump has accomplished, because the party thought that they could just cut him off. Well, it's hard to cut off a multi-billionaire, so that part of their plan didn't last too long. But the fact is, his media strategy was getting him, and I think you used the word, maybe $2 billion in free media, because the media could not let these statements and activities by Trump go unreported. It was just they have to live by ratings. That's how they get their ad revenues. And Trump was the best thing that's happened in a long time to the liberal media. It sounds strange, but I think that's fair to say.
No, I'd actually agree with you on that one. It's because it's sort of an inverse effect that you have whenever the president goes and attacks CNN or attacks the New York Times or Washington Post, for example, well, everyone who doesn't like the president is going to go run out and buy a subscription to the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN, and they're going to turn it on, and they're going to watch it more. So it's actually going to increase their ratings a little bit because they want to see the feud, but from their preferred side. And if there's anything Donald Trump understands, it's certainly celebrity feuds.
Yes, I think maybe that was one of his main preparations for being a candidate for office. One of the things that I just didn't know anything about, his wife Melania, who's probably one of the most beautiful women in the world, and for a while, short-lived period it was, some on the left were trying to, well, she can't even speak English. Excuse me, I mean, she speaks English rather well. I'm married to a foreigner, and I've seen my wife develop her proficiency in English, and I can tell that for Melania Trump, this is her fifth language that she's conversant with. I think the left made a major mistake when they took on this class act.
I agree with you on that, because taking on Melania, it really robs them of the moral high ground on a number of issues. Number one, women's issues, and number two, of course, immigrant issues. If they say they are the party of women and the party of immigrants, well, here you are bashing and attacking an immigrant woman who's a successful businesswoman in her own right before she ever met Donald, and someone who speaks multiple languages, is conversant, and is able to be successful in an international sphere, and yet here they are attacking her just because for the cardinal sin of being registered a Republican.
Yeah, I think that was really what irritated them. They thought they had a monopoly on that kind of way to meet the voters. But actually, I don't want to go there. We'll just leave it at that. I think they misjudged Melania Trump, and apparently she's more than just one who adores her husband. From what you report, she was one of those urging him to run, and she had an interesting assessment, which I think was correct. If you run, you'll win because America is ready for you. If that indeed is her political expertise, it's pretty considerable.
Yeah, the context of that statement was, I believe it was summer 2015, just before he announced, and it was when the Baltimore riots were going on after the Ferguson riots, and we saw images on television, very disturbing. I was actually myself there. I went to film some of it. I lived not too far from Baltimore in D.C., and those images displayed across our television screens, I think, really woke people up to a fact that something was changing in America, and something was amiss, and something was wrong, and something needed to be fixed, and it was a big problem. It was not simply one of those sort of cliched C-SPAN debate topics. This was fire and blood in the streets kind of time.
Those were pretty dreadful images, and then along comes a candidate who played those images into his campaign fabric very effectively, I thought. And another thing, and maybe this traces back to Trump's origins in the Queens, but my experience with New York is that many of the people there are not afraid of a fight. They're some of them even somewhat combative. And Trump's a guy that grew up in the Queens. He may be a billionaire, but he seems to have a background and a hang for presenting himself as one of the guys. And one of the guys that won the lottery, perhaps, but still, he's one of the guys. It hasn't gone to his head. And when he gets into a debate, and he was sparring with Jeb Bush, his ability to throw a quick verbal punch seems to have been developed perhaps in the streets of Queens, but they certainly were a visible asset during this campaign.
Oh, absolutely. One of the phrases that I heard used for him at one point, can't take credit for it, but they called him the blue-collar billionaire. And I think that is so perfect. I'm surprised nobody's written a book called that yet, because it just describes him. This is a guy who's sitting on a private jet that he owns, but orders McDonald's and eats it on the plate.
You know, I thought you were correct to point out that politics is a very much a contact sport, if we can call it that. Ask Steve Scalise how sporting it was to get gunned down in Alexandria, Virginia, some time ago. Trump's consultants were threatened with their livelihood, that if you stay with this guy's campaign, you'll never do another Republican campaign in your life. Now, that sort of blandishment was being made, and I think it's probably to the credit of some of those consultants that they weren't just doing it for the money. They, I don't know if any of them fell away. Maybe it did, but certainly Trump didn't seem to have trouble keeping people and good people on his campaign. And that was a pretty ugly aspect of politics that you'd like to think, quote, our side didn't stoop to that level, but obviously they did.
Absolutely. You know, when we saw, of course, the arrest of his campaign manager at one point, Corey Lewandowski was arrested for assault. You know, in any other situation with any other candidate, I think that manager would have been fired, would have been done with. He would have been completely walked away from him and said, you know, I can't have this, it casts a pallor. But when Trump stood with him and said, I believe him, I was there, I don't recall what happened, but I think the security tapes will exonerate him. And I think that showed a lot of people the measure of the president's loyalty to the people that are working for him. And it really showed a lot to the country that said, you know what, this is someone who protects people, and maybe that's someone that I want to be the leader of our country. Because when it comes down to it, the president is the person that citizens look to for a measure of national security.
And such a guy might actually be believable if he says he's going to strive to limit, if not eliminate, illegal immigration and some of the other things that he was campaigning on. It made it a lot more believable that maybe he won't cut and run when it gets a little tough going.
Exactly. It's almost like one of those, you know, like a scene in a movie when you sort of see the character do something in the first 10 minutes, you kind of know what he's going to do at the end.
Exactly. Well, we've got another segment to go yet, talking with Jack Posobiec, Citizens for Trump, an organization, and the book that he produced to recount some of the things that were happening in that amazing campaign. We're going to be back shortly.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Jack Posobiec. He is the author of Citizens for Trump, and he was also a Pooba in that very organization that brought together so much of the energy of the volunteers for Trump in the last election. I like the report that you had in the book, Jack, about Saul Alinsky. I think most of the listeners know that Saul Alinsky was a self-described small-c communist, rather good friend of Hillary Clinton, the guy that wrote Rules for Radicals, kind of a handbook on how to disrupt so that you could open the way for the communist utopia that Hillary and other socialists are seeking to impose on America. And Hillary had some paid agitators, and there were times when it got a little rough out there, to put it mildly. And I was just floored with the whoever came up with it. It had to have been on the moment, at the spur of the moment. There's all this ugly Antifa-type stuff before Antifa, I guess. So some of the Trumpers started singing Give Peace a Chance, which, of course, is one of the theme songs of the left. And here it's being thrown back at them in a very Alinsky-eyed fashion. That was very excellent.
Well, thank you. No, that was me, actually. That was I was at the DNC to paint the picture, covering the protest outside.
You were at the Socialist International headquarters.
I was, yes. And so, well, I was covering the protest outside because the mainstream media, I guess that was a job they just wouldn't do, because these Bernie supporters, these far leftists, were extremely upset at the knowledge that the DNC and W. Oscar Schultz had rigged the primary against him. And so they were getting violent, they were screaming, they were agitating, and at one point in Philadelphia, this is my hometown as well, that they knocked down the barricades and the police ran forward, and it looked as though they were about to escalate into some real violence. And so I grabbed someone had a megaphone nearby, and I said, ma'am, can I use your megaphone, please? And she said, sure. And I just started singing Give Peace a Chance, and I said, everyone sit down and start singing. And so we all actually, probably about 200 people, everyone ended up sitting down and just kind of repeating that refrain over and over and over as the police then were able to resecure that perimeter and reestablish the barricade where it was from getting inside to, you know, sort of the VIP area. So Hillary Clinton owes me a little debt of thanks on that one, because there, she could have had a big problem up there on stage if those people had gotten in.
Well, I thought it was an inspired moment, and I just enjoyed that so much, to see their own stuff being turned very appropriately and very effectively back on them. That was excellent.
That's my joke. I said the right is the leaders of the peace movement now, because the left is being violent. And I said, well, if they're being violent, then we might as well be peaceful.
Works for me. I mean, we are probably a lot better armed than they, so if worse comes to worse, there's always that. But in the meantime, I think you're right. We've in many cases managed to grab the high ground, and the more they misbehave like kindergartners that haven't had a nap, the more they hurt themselves.
Oh, precisely. And we're actually now starting to see political ads being made showing some of this violence. This was used by Karen Handel down in Georgia. There's now I believe a Michigan gubernatorial candidate that's using Antifa violence in some of her ads. And it's going to be playing out throughout 2018 that their violence is clearly tied to the far left. And the Democrats, for the life of me, I don't understand it. They don't seem to ever disavow it. They never say those people do not stand for me, because I don't know it's because they just share the same beliefs in far left communist socialism, or it's because they honestly don't care.
Well, I think there's a lot to the shared beliefs. Maybe the big issue among some of them is how far, in terms of violence, are they willing to go? But in any case, it's a very tough time.
Found that out.
Yes, exactly. And if we're not diligent, I think the left would not at all be opposed to trying to, if you will, speaking about Steve Scalise, finishing the job. They really think that they are entitled to use any means necessary, but the end justifies the means. And that's one of the major planks of their moral platform. That's pretty scary stuff, actually.
They have a belief, actually. They say if all property is theft, then destruction of property is not immoral.
Yeah, well, it's based on quite a... of course, the left would look at property as obtained by theft, because socialists do not understand production. They don't understand that people bring value to the work that they do, whether it's a service, whether it's mining something, timbering something, whatever. They make a forest a lot more valuable when they get in there with their energy, with their intelligence, and their equipment. And the left just can't get their head around that, so they're stuck on this almost 200-year-old idea now that Karl Marx made famous, as you say, that property is theft. Well, Karl Marx left a lot of people holding an empty bag, because he went bankrupt. And if it hadn't been for the wealthy industrialist Engels that he was buddies with, his family probably would have starved to death. It seems to me he was the very appropriate father of modern socialism. People are not important. They will do whatever they think has to be done in order to accomplish their objectives. But before we run out of time, I wanted to put an eye to a discussion you had in the book, Citizens for Trump, on Fox News, that they had been very demoralizing, that they were behaving as the controlled opposition. And indeed, Murdoch, the owner at the time of Fox, was actually a contributor to Hillary Clinton. So just in the next couple of minutes that we still have, what is it that you found that was their way of being demoralizing, being part of the controlled opposition?
So my theory on that, and this is me coming at it from I'm a veteran Navy intelligence officer, and so I understand psychological operations and psychological warfare. We've had training on it. And looking at that situation, it struck me as strange that Bill O'Reilly would be very conservative. Sean Hannity would be very conservative. And that would really drive a lot of the audience to Fox during the election. However, during the day, every time Fox put up polls, or every time Fox put up their election map, the states that are going to win, it was always on the side of Hillary. It was constantly saying that Hillary was going to win. There was no way Trump could win. There was this blue wall conspiracy theory they kept sort of mentioning that was going to occur, but not really ever giving any evidence for it. And Shepard Smith used to do it every day. He would go and click the map and say, well, Trump's not going to win New York, and then he's not going to win Florida or Ohio or Pennsylvania, so he's going to lose all these states too, and then here's the blue wall. And I would say, wait, what's going on here? Why? Well, I thought this was Fox News. I thought this was supposed to be, the alternative to the other side. And that's, I think, a lot of people kind of steered away from Fox at that point because they were realizing that what they were seeing was not adding up with the massive rally sizes that the president was having all across the country, the huge upsurge in online support, and really just the primaries that they kept going were working their way through. President Trump just kept winning. So I think there was a sort of cognitive dissonance there between the viewer and the production.
And lastly, I think we have another couple of minutes. You had enough of a volunteer boots-on-the-ground operation that you were able to monitor polling places, and you were able to get the actual vote as it was being reported from the machines. You were able to call the election about 8 hours before some of the networks. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I worked with Roger Stone on an exit polling operation called Stop the Steal. We organized thousands of volunteers across the country. We had a digital, iPad kind of login system, so very revolutionary in terms of technology and new technology. And honestly, looking at turnout in terms of where it was, at Pennsylvania for myself, that was sort of the state captain for Pennsylvania. Looking at the numbers, when I saw liberal Philadelphia way, way, way down, and then
in terms of turnout.
In terms of turnout, not in terms of votes, because not just the polls, but when I saw it was way down, and then the center and the west of Pennsylvania, the turnout was massive, massively up, it struck me as, well, if he's going to win Pennsylvania of all states, then there's no way he can lose this thing.
Well, Jack Posobiec, thanks so much for having taken the initiative that you did for your operation, The Citizens for Trump. It's a great book, Citizens for Trump, that reports on it. And folks, I hope you'll get a copy. Just go to Amazon and pick one up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.